I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get Jalen Johnson on the line. Give me more JJ. Jalen, man, what's going on? How you doing?
What's good, y'all? How you doing?
Man, we are good. Brother, I want to ask you first before we get into this season and all that's been going on. Got a good win the other night against Orlando. Hawks are back in action tomorrow against Toronto. Then the Lakers come in. It's a back-to-back Friday and Saturday at State Farm Arena. The injury last year, I was at the game. I was calling the game, and when you left, everybody's like, well, that looked weird, but we didn't think it was that serious. The recovery, man, yeah. And all that you had to do to get back to being where you want to be. Talk a little bit about that, because you're playing really well. You're averaging 20 a game, I think 9 boards right now, early in the season. Talk about the recovery process and then the rehab for you to get back.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, getting hurt last year and around that time, it was definitely heartbreaking, and it's just kind of like very discouraging. But having great teammates and a great support system with my teammates, coaches, fans, everybody, like, love and support, like, made the road to recovery, like, it just upped my motivation so much, and allowed me to enjoy the journey, and just take things one day at a time. And that was just kind of my mindset this summer, and not rushing anything back, and just making sure I'm in a good space going into the season, and that's what was done.
Jalen, as far as this year goes, obviously the absence of Trae Young for the next couple of weeks is going to be, you know, making the team a little bit different. I guess more than on the court, how do you fill the leadership void that Trae has, and is that a role that you're willing to accept and try to take on more of?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, we got a great group of guys that communicate well with each other. So I think that's like, I think everybody's a leader in their own way. Some may lead by more vocal, some may be leading by example, but we got a great group of guys that are, we're all together. So I think if we just stay together while Trae is out, and obviously once Trae gets back, that's going to help a lot of things. So we just got to be able to hold it down until then. So yeah.
Jalen, I heard stories this offseason about some of the places you were at, some of the people you were working out with. True or false, you were out there in L.A. working out with LeBron a little bit. Who else were you working out with?
Yeah, I worked out with LeBron quite a bit this summer. It was a lot of guys, to be honest with you. There was a variety of guys that I was in the gym with, whether it was an open run or individual workout. My trainer, Chris Johnson, he brings a wide variety of very, very good players into his gym in the summer. So just having a chance to work out with numerous people, I think, helped me, you know, especially while I was recovering from my shoulder, like, just kind of helped me prepare in that sense. But it's always a blessing sharing the gym with those kind of guys.
Did you pick up anything? Did you learn anything, like, from the OGs? And then it looked like you were in the weight room, man. You looked all buff and cut up in some of these videos you were posting.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a summer that I wanted. Main focus was getting stronger. But to your question about what did I learn from some of the older guys, such as Bron, like, I mean, it's just really embracing the journey, not getting caught up in all the outside noise, other people's expectations, or you know, just all the outside factors that a lot of times, you know, athletes let creep in. And that's normal. That's the human side. But just having a strong mental and having a good support system, I think allows you to really embrace the journey and just take things day by day, man. You really can't control the future. You can control your 24 hours, what you're going to do in that time. So that was just kind of my focus. That's kind of what I learned from him, just seeing how well he prepares, how well he trains his body, his diet, just getting a chance to see all that up close and personal, I think was huge for me, and I definitely took a lot from him.
Hawks forward Jalen Johnson joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Over the last 3 years, your numbers, your production have elevated all across the board. What part of your game do you look at that has, you know, been the biggest improvement, and where do you feel like you still need the most improvement?
I think the biggest improvement is just maturity. I think just the more you're playing in games. I didn't play a lot of games in college, so I kind of there's a little setback there. But just allowing me to adapt to the game, I think I just just gotten more comfortable throughout the years, and I think that's a huge factor, especially when you're playing in a league like the NBA. You just got to be comfortable being out there. You don't want to overthink, because oftentimes when you overthink, you create more mistakes, and that just is kind of a domino effect in that sense. But as far as stuff I can improve on, it's everything, man. I really enjoy just chasing, like, getting better. I love that feeling of knowing I'm getting better, and I love the fact that I'm not perfect at everything. So I think that's just the mindset that I'm going to continue to have, is just continue to get better every single day. Listen to my coaches, watch film, and whatever they see, and then, you know, we kind of talk and go from there.
Hawks in action tomorrow, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking on Toronto. Then the Lakers come into town. Jalen, what is Quinn telling you? What is Coach preaching to you this season?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Quinn just wants me to be myself. He enables me to play my game, and I think that's one of the biggest blessings from a coach, is just kind of having that freedom to play your game and play within the system that you're in, and allow you to make decisions. And I think that's been huge. He tells me to make quick decisions. That's been a key thing since he's been in Atlanta. So I think just having that type of confidence and from your coach is huge.
When you talk about Quinn Snyder, year three of him, the continuity that's gone on as your development goes on, you know, how is the continuity of Quinn being there helped elevate you personally, but also the team?
I mean, Quinn's just he's a great coach, man. Like, he connects with all of his players on a deeper level than just basketball. So I think that's huge. And when guys get here, like our new guys, I know they felt that right away. Like, Quinn cares about you as a human, more importantly. So I think just having that type of connection with your coach and understanding that it's bigger than basketball, I think that only translates to good things on the court. So Quinn's been great.
Jalen Johnson, our guest, guys. Hawks getting ready for a couple of games at home. I got to ask you about this Desmond Bane incident the other night, man. I got to be honest, JJ. I didn't like it one bit. I don't know, you know, what the deal was, but did you think there was a dirty play on behalf of Bane? He said it was a hard foul, obviously, on Double O, on Yeke Okongwu. But the way it just looked visually, it was one of those things, man, like, okay, what is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny you say that, because in the moment, I just thought it was a hard foul, because I threw the pass up ahead to O, and I just thought it was going to be, you know, just kind of a wrap a guy up and not let him get the shot off. But I saw kind of Mo get kind of animated at the end, so I assumed there was something more. I didn't really see what actually happened until after the game, and then I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was excessive. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, if majority of you guys saw that, they would have went to go stick up for O, but sometimes those type of plays happen, and I know there was no ill intention at the end of the day, but I'm glad O was okay at the end of the day, and it didn't lead to something bigger than what it was.
Yeah, I'm not an advocate for violence, Jay, but I will tell you, I was like, yo, come on, let's do something. Yeah. Talk to us about N'Keal, man. He's been such a big positive for this team. N'Keal Alexander-Walker, he's also averaging about 17 a game so far this season. Talk about playing with him and his vibe.
N'Keal's great, man. He's just he's an extremely hard worker. He's extremely humble. He's somebody that comes into the gym every day just wanting to learn, wanting to figure out ways that we can be better, not only just individually amongst ourselves, but just as a unit, how we can make things work better right now. Just with Trey being out, he's been in constant communication with all the guys. He's texting the group chat all the time. So N'Keal's been great. He's been great to have in Atlanta, and I'm excited to keep building with him.
No doubt. Well, man, we wish you the best in these next couple of games and throughout the season. By the way, you wearing different shoes with these ankle sprains? What are you doing, man?
Yeah. I've changed to some Kyrie's.
Okay.
Still just kind of a work in progress. You know, there's not a lot of shoes that are made like how they used to be back in the day, super high top, but trust me, I'm figuring that out, and I'm in a shoe right now that I'm pretty comfortable in. So just gonna keep just doing my work on that.
Jalen, we appreciate you, man. Keep killing it. Keep dunking on people. Yes, and we thoroughly enjoy watching you night in and night out, man. Good luck tomorrow and certainly Saturday, and we'll talk soon.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Jalen Johnson here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I talk about it all the time. The core, and this is no disrespect to Trey because Trey's an established star in this league, but the core of this team is Jalen, it is Dyson Daniels, and it is Zachary Richache. Those three guys are under the age of 25, and those three guys, when you talk about the core and the makeup of this team, it's only going to go as far as those three guys and how good they become together. Then you add, you know, N'Keal in and Porzingis and all these other things. Kennard, you start feeling like really good. I think it took a minute for them to find their stride. You know, they didn't win the first few games. I think they were 1-3 in those first few games. And then, you know, you look at the last few games, and all of a sudden now, even without Trey, they've not only been competitive, but I also think they're kind of finding their stride as to how we need to win without Trey on the floor. I'm going to tell you, Hawks fans, something. This may help us down the road at the end of the season when Trey's coming out of games and you don't have to search.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For how we need to play, you've got about 4 to maybe 5 weeks to figure that out. And you could keep your head afloat, man. We'll be in good shape. All right, we got plenty more to get to here on the show. Again, we're live, 5380 Wendy Bagwell Parkway at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come on out and join us, man. We'll be here until 6. Mark's in for Mike today. We're coming back. We'll get to the Daily Download. A lot of breaking news happening that we need to fill you in on. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.